Welcome to the third week of Office Manager Training for Sales Team Pro. We have a lot to cover today, and I plan to get to some questions at the end. So definitely be writing down questions if you have anything for me today. Be happy to get those answered. Now I'm going to try to switch over to my PowerPoint. Share screen. And so we can just get rolling. All right, here we go. So today I'm gonna dive in deeper to Sales Team Pro, and I've had some questions over the last week come rolling in, so I'm gonna address those in the beginning. But I promise that I'll get some more practical examples, live examples of Sales Team Pro and how to use it for your team today. So one of the questions that came in is how do you edit or turn off your POL email campaigns on POL? That came in last week on the webinar. And so I spoke with Roy. He said maybe try your CRM link or the Rep Marketing Center on POL. But both of us agreed that calling the helpline is probably the fastest way to get the answer to that. Roy hasn't done that in a while, so he couldn't remember, and I don't manage that feature. So just go ahead. They have really good customer service. Call them, and they can get you rolling. Is there a promo video for the family financial workshops that are coming up? That question came in yesterday on the Tuesday call. Right now there is not this time around, but maybe next time around we'll get something like that going for you. But just be sure to utilize the excellent landing page that we have to share and the email campaigns that are in your Sales Team Pro account. And I'm going to get to that a little bit later. Does entering a lead into Sales Team Pro take the place of needing to enter that lead into your FNA or Turbo apps? Sales Team Pro is more for the front end and the follow-up. It's for marketing. So your FNA or Turbo apps would be what you use while you're on an appointment as tools for that appointment. So no, it doesn't take the place of those tools. But it complements those features quite nicely. So just be sure that you're still using those tools along with your Sales Team Pro software. If you have any other questions that you can think of today, again, I'll be addressing those at the end. And then you can always email support@salesteampro.net. Lucas and I and Steve are on there. Lucas is really great about getting back very quickly. I'm on typically on the weekends on there, and I can get your questions answered, so can they. And then if you have ideas for a campaign or you see something that you'd like to be added to Sales Team Pro to make it more user-friendly, or any kind of a change that you're thinking could just make it more user-friendly, just go ahead and email those ideas to ideas@salesteampro.net. So just a quick recap, the more you use Sales Team Pro, the more you're going to get it, and that's going to yield more results for you. So if anyone was on the call yesterday, the Tuesday morning webinar, George talked about that, just continuing to use it, and you're just going to get, you're going to understand it more the more you use it, and it's just all about follow-up. And that's what I was talking about last week with the follow-up feature. I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that today because I've had some more questions and a request to show examples of how to use the follow-up feature. So I'm going to just recap that today, but that's where your focus should be. Using Sales Team Pro is just all about that follow-up, and it's such a great tool for that reason. And just don't give up. Just keep on it. Even if somebody is negative when you call them, or if they're hanging up on you, or you're not getting through, like Roy talked about yesterday, There was the client that, or a contact that had not opened an email. He had them in Sales Team Pro for 2 years. No emails had been opened. And then all of the records of the calls and the outreach had had no responses. And yet they just opened the email for the Family Financial Workshop campaign, email campaign, and they registered. So not only did they open that email, but they registered. So you just never know. Don't write anyone off, and have no shame. As I like to say, when I used to follow Roy around, I used to do sales for him. I've known him for over 10 years now. I work for him at Definite Contact, his digital marketing firm. A little over 10 years ago is when I started with him. And one thing about him that I noticed when he was being my mentor in the sales area is that he just has no shame. So if somebody slams a door in his face, or because we used to go door to door business sales, and he was showing me how to do that, he would just, on to the next, and it just wouldn't faze him. And for me, I was just like, oh my goodness, like my feelings might get hurt, or I might get discouraged and just be like, I can't do this. But he just never has had the I can't do this mentality. And you can see where that's gotten him. Constant follow-up, just like I was talking about. And Sales Team Pro is the best tool in this business for that purpose, that constant follow-up. It's going to just send you reminders. It's going to have all the features you need right on the dashboard, which we're going to talk more about today. So you can be doing those constant follow-ups. And then the 8 touches that I talked about last week, there's been studies that show that it takes about 8 touches, meaning that could be a text or several emails, phone call, even in-person meeting that you don't close a sale happening. But 8 touches is the average these days on conversion and converting to a sale. So just keep that in mind as you're plugging along, and you might not like the person that didn't open an email for 2 years, that 8 touches factor. It's going to happen, most likely. You just got to stick with it. So, and then you're going to find results. So these are just a few examples. This is a screenshot of Roy's calendar meeting notes for one of the appointments I set last week. So this person I called for an annual review, and Randall said that he'd been meaning to call and chat with Roy anyway. And so when he said that, he said he'd been meaning to call him for a while. So that might be the case. Your prospects or your clients that are in your database, it might be on their mind that they need to call you, that they have questions. But as you know, our lives just get so busy and hectic and crazy that we forget to make the phone calls. Things fall to the bottom of the list. And so we'll call tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. But if you're doing that outreach, then you're just helping those people out that have you on their mind by making that call and contacting them, because he was ready to book that appointment. And he went ahead and did that. So another point that the follow-ups are so important. This is the example of the person that had not opened the email in 2 years or had any phone calls returned. So apparently he's over in England, and he responded to the Christmas campaign. So the Merry Christmas campaign that went out, he wrote back and said, I've gotten to work with some lovely musicians. And he goes into what's going on. And so he had some questions. So I went ahead and I emailed him back. I tried calling, the number didn't work because he's in England. And so I emailed him for Roy. And I just said, Roy would love to address your questions. Can you do a Zoom meeting? And then that's when he went ahead and booked an appointment with Roy, and he's going to talk to him. He has a pension over here in the States still. He used to work for UPS. And so he's going to talk to Roy about that and possibly doing some business with him. So another example of just sticking with it. And then this example is a contact in Roy's Sales Team Pro that actually is a former client of a terminated rep that Roy has now gotten this client passed to him. So, and I can talk next week. I'll probably get into just briefly, because I want to spend a lot of time next week on answering your questions, but how to download contacts or clients out of your Primerica online out of morning, the Morningstar feature, where you can get your contacts of reps that have been, that are no longer in the company, and now you have their clients. And so we can download those onto a CSV file, those clients that are still active, and put them in Sales Team Pro. And that's what I did. And when I downloaded them and on a CSV file, I put in their notes on that file that they were a terminated rep. And I kind of had a little code like HV client, I meant as a high value client. So if they had assets under management over 500,000, that might have been why I wrote high value client. There might have been low value client, maybe they have investments under $10,000, something like that. So I made notes, but this person, they had moved to Nashville from Connecticut and been assigned Roy as their advisor, and they'd been wanting to meet him. And so because I was able to put them in Sales Team Pro, they were able to contact them, and we're going to get them in touch with Roy. So anyway, there's just so many different ways that you can integrate your contacts into Sales Team Pro and wind up yielding appointments and conversions. So again, the virtual suite, we've gone over Google Voice, Answer Connect, your scheduler, a Google Calendar. Today we're going to talk more about Sales Team Pro and some examples of that, and your active campaign. I'm going to try to get into that, and teamwork. Teamwork is what we use for that back end portion of the business. I had a question last week about that, how we're processing the paperwork and communicating for those purposes, getting the paperwork done or closing the deals, that the last half of what the appointment would be. So we're using that feature for those purposes. And then next week I'll try to get into POL and how I'm following up on end of terms and assets under management, and maybe downloading some of those lists of the terminated reps clients that are now your clients and you want to reach out to them. And then Ring Central, we'll try to get to that. I don't think we'll get to that today. So let's get into just the brass tacks of Sales Team Pro. We have been looking at the dashboard, and the last couple of weeks went over the birthdays and the outreach and follow-ups for that, and how to update those, using that to update contacts. Really, anytime you open the birthdays or the follow-up feature or even the in-service withdrawal feature, when you're on the dashboard, it's just always great to go through your contact card and make sure that everything is updated on there that you can update, and that the campaigns are turned on if you do have their email address, and that the follow-ups are scheduled. Those 6-month follow-ups are set and turned on. So today I'll talk more about the custom list. I went over that at the very end last week, just kind of very quickly. And so I'm going to show you that, examples of how to do that today, create custom lists and send out campaigns if you have the broadcast accounts. We're going to talk about, I talked about the family financial workshop last week at the end, and I'm going to dive into that, just how to send those campaigns out, and the new feature that Steve created last weekend. That's so awesome, on how to get a campaign out for that. And we'll talk about everything else on the dashboard today, as much as I can get into with you. Okay, so I want to make sure, since the family financial workshop is coming up on Saturday, that we that I'm able to show you examples of how to work your list and make sure that you are utilizing Sales Team Pro the best way possible to get people on that webinar this week or on the 30th, and then how to follow up with those leads, the people that maybe registered and didn't attend, or registered and did attend. Because that's a great way. Those are warm leads, hot leads that you can follow up on and just check back with. So this is the new feature that Steve created over this past weekend. It's the big green button that should be on your dashboard when you log in. If you haven't logged in since the weekend, this is now there. If you have logged in, you've seen it. Hopefully you've used it. This is just a screenshot that Roy took a few days ago of that new feature. It's a one-time send one click all send. So once you click on that green button, you don't have to create any fancy custom list if you don't want to. You can just send it out to everybody that has an email address in your Sales Team Pro account. So you just click that green button. And then once you do that, the green button should disappear because we don't want you hitting it twice and sending it twice. So that is pretty awesome. Make sure you use that unless for some reason you only want to send the campaign out to a particular group from your Sales Team Pro list, in which case the custom list feature is what you would want to use if you have access to the broadcasts, which is you will have access to if you have a paid account. And then this is an example of what Roy did to use Facebook social posts. You can use that link to the Family Financial Workshop and landing page, and that should be on your webinars page on Sales Team Pro. You can copy that link, and then he created a social post. Invite anyone who's important to you. This could change their life. Please share. Encourage people to share. And he created an event on Facebook. So he talked about this yesterday. I'm going to go into how to create an event today. So it's a great tool. You create a Facebook event, and then you can invite everyone that is a Facebook friend to that event, and you can have the link to the Family Financial Workshop within the event. So that's a great way that your list or your friends on Facebook, they're going to be getting updates that the event is coming up. And that's another great tool to use. So this is another screenshot example of what that event looks like. The event that he created, he used that. The picture screenshot of the landing page, top portion, and added that up there. So I'm going to go ahead and show you, stop share. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to stop the slideshow. We'll go over to Facebook and check that out. So once you're on your Facebook page, just click events. Oh, we are logged out. Sorry about that. Kicked me out of there. Oh, two-factor ID. Uh-oh, Lucas. This is our work Facebook page. So let me log into my own.
We can't see what you're doing there, Bree.
Oh, you can't? Okay, that's probably a good thing. Because it kicked me out of Facebook. Here, let me get logged in and then I'll... Let me try to fix this screen share situation.
I have a code here if you want to try it.
Oh.
I don't know if you've already gotten out of it or not.
I've gotten it. That's okay. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Yeah. Okay. So let me try to fix the screen share. Yeah. Share screen. All right. Where'd we go here?
We're still looking at your PowerPoint. I think you got to stop sharing first.
Oh, okay. Lucas knows the tricks here. Okay. Are we back?
Yes.
Okay, great. So once you're into Facebook, events is on the left. So I just clicked on that and then create new event. And then you click on the online one and that'll open up and you can start creating from there. Now I'm gonna try to be fancy. And can you see my PowerPoint now, Lucas?
No, you, right now we're looking at your Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can share both unless you did some, shared your entire desktop.
Gotcha. Okay, how's that? We're back?
Yep, the PowerPoint.
Okay, so you can just go into YouTube and search how to create a Facebook event. There's some really great tutorials. I found this one in particular. And this guy can help you out further. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on how to do that. I just showed you where the event button is on the left side of your Facebook page. But YouTube has great tutorials on so many things, and that's one of them. I suggest to use that and create an event, because that's really going to help you get more people to attend this week or on the 30th. You can also use your text messages to send out the landing page link. This is an example of what Roy did. I see you registered for the family workshop on Saturday. Here's a link you can forward to anyone that is important to you that should attend. Also, it can post to social media. Hope you enjoy the event on Saturday. So you can use it to either invite people or ask for them to share it. So again, just understand the tools we've got for you. The one-time send button now on your homepage, if you haven't used it already. The landing page link you can share on Facebook or through text messages, email campaigns, social media posts and events. And then ask for referrals, ask for people to send out that link for you to get people on, just to make it go viral, just like Roy said. Okay.
Hey, Brie, sorry to interrupt you. Yesterday I also added, Kristen made up some really cool graphics that people can use also for texting, emailing, or social media. So if you're doing something like that, you'll see those on the webinars page under that, Family Financial Workshop panel on the webinars page. So there's images for every time zone and both the 23rd and the 30th separately.
Very cool. Okay. Well, we can take a look at those as we're surfing through Sales Team Pro today, but that's awesome. Thanks, Lucas. Okay. And Kristen, great job. So this is a screenshot of Roy's custom list. And so when people register for the workshops, a custom list is automatically created in your custom list window. And you can see when this screenshot was taken, there are 57 people registered for the 23rd and 12 on the 30th. So this is really great. This is a tool that I use for follow-ups after the workshops are done, after the webinars are done. I've been using this for the client education webinars and the join our team webinars. And so they're all stored in there. You can click the little I right there. That'll show you the list. You can edit the title of the list, but we'll go further into that in a moment. So those should be right in there. So the Family Financial Workshop follow-up, I'm gonna show you. Oh, for following up. Okay, I'm gonna try to be quick with this. Stop share, and then I'm gonna share my desktop and go right over to Sales Team Pro and show you how I follow up. So I'm going to show the custom lists, and here they are. We've got 60 on now for the 23rd, and 13 for the 30th. And so what I was talking about is you click the eyeball, and that's going to open up the list. This is everybody that's registered. And so what I do once the workshop is done is I'll go through each one of these contacts and I will call them and I'll see how they enjoyed the workshop, if they have any questions. And also, if they'd like to meet with Roy, just let them know. I say, I see that you registered and attended the Family Financial Workshop. How did you like it? How did it go? Do you have any questions? Do you have any feedback for us? And then I say, Roy would love to touch base with you. He would love to answer any questions you might have directly. So do you have some time next week on Monday at 10, or just throw out a time to do a Zoom meeting with him or a phone chat with him? He'd love to just follow up and see how you like the webinar. And then I'm sure you have more questions, and he would be happy to connect with you on a one-on-one basis. So that seems to yield appointments when I do that. It's another great tool. And then if they don't, if you don't get them the first time, if I don't get them on the phone, I'll send them an email. And then I will put them on the follow-up schedule. Just I'll do custom follow-ups where I'll maybe follow up in a week or two and then try to reach out to them then again on the phone and email. And then if they don't answer then, I might schedule it out for the next week and just try for a while. And then after a while, I might change it to once a month. But you just use your discretion on how you want to reach out, the schedule you want to reach out on. But again, just a great tool for reaching out after the webinar is over. You could even reach out before the webinar if you want to and say, hey, I see you're registered. We're really excited to have you on the webinar this week. Let me know if you have any trouble logging on, and just let them know that you're going to be available on that day and that they can text you or however you want them to reach out to you. And that they can, you can give them technical support. You know, if they're having trouble with the link, you can reshare the link. So anyway, it's just another great tool to just give that personal touch. And then if they, maybe they register for the 23rd, but they don't attend. So remember, we've got the 30th coming up. So you can call all those people. I'll probably do that for sure. Well, I'll call everybody that registered but doesn't attend on the 23rd and give them a call the week before the 30th and say, hey, you still have a chance. I'm going to send you this link to the 30th to register now, and hope to see you on the 30th. Be sure you don't miss it and share this link with everyone you know. It's going to be great. So anyway, to create a custom list, I'm going to show you how to do that now. You're going to want to create the title first. So this is where you would create the name. And then after you do that, the name of your list, you go to advanced search, and you're going to narrow down the field here. So you can use all these fun tools to narrow it down. And you can do, this is what I did to create all the lists for everyone with the last name starting with A, with everyone with the last name starting with B, when I needed to narrow it down like that before Steve created that alt one send button. This is what we needed to do. And Roy, and sorry, Steve's gonna create that one send button for a lot of different campaigns, which is gonna be really great. So that's gonna help with this. If you have a list of 1,000 or more than 1,000, you have to kind of break it apart using custom lists, because you can't send a broadcast out to more than 1,000 at a time. So so I used last name starting with A. I'm just gonna show you an example how I did this. And I probably took off that they were, we didn't wanna send to reps for the Family Financial Workshop. And so I did that. And then email, where is that? Here we go. Email is not, or contains, or is not empty. I think either one will work. I did is not empty. So that way, when I created the list, or I do search, it shows me everybody that has an email address and their last name starts with A. So I went and I did that for every letter of the alphabet, because Roy has a huge database in here. It's like nearly 10,000 people. And then you click the box above where your list starts, not the box next to any name, but this one, and it's gonna select everyone on the list. So it's 118 for everyone that has an email address and last name starting with A and that is not a rep. And so once I do that, see this up here, add to custom list, you just click go. And then you pick the list you want to add them to. So all A's to invite to webinar, I would select that. And then at the bottom, I would click add. And then they would be there. So that's how you create a custom list. You have to create the title first, like I showed you, where you create a new list. That's this button. And then you do your advanced search. You narrow down the field. And once you do that, it'll populate a list. Then you select all and you add to the list that you want and click save. Then it's going to create that list for you. So on your broadcast page, this is where you create a custom broadcast, custom email. We'll go over that in a bit, but this is where you would send to your custom list that's already pre-made, that pre-made campaign. It's not a custom campaign. So I would select, in this case, find the list that you want to send the webinar to, webinar invite, got the right, make sure you have the right list in there that you want. And then the Family Financial Workshop. Now, I'm not going to send this because we've already done that, but you click add to campaign. Once you click that, a pop-up window is going to show up. It's going to say, are you sure? Which is good because you want to make sure you double check you got the right list here, double check you have the right campaign, and then you click yes, you are sure, and that's going to go out immediately. So that's how you create those custom lists and get that Family Financial Workshop campaign out, or any other campaign that you want to send down. And that's how you break up your database if you have more than 1,000 that you need to send at a time. So I'm going to skip back over to my PowerPoint and move on. So make sure you're getting those those campaigns out for this weekend. Are you sending out those texts with the link to the landing page, or you create an event on Facebook? So we get a lot of people on those calls on Saturday or the following Saturday, the 30th. So follow-ups, I had some more questions come in over the week. People were excited about the follow-up feature, but just wanted me to kind of reiterate a few things, go over it one more time. I know all of this is a lot. You're drinking out of a fire hose, and I feel like we're getting a lot covered, but it's just kind of still scratching the surface at the same time. So I'm just going to review this one more time and then answer questions at the end and answer more questions next week for you. So just to recap, you want to make sure you check the activity and the notes before you make a call, make that follow-up outreach once you open up one of the scheduled follow-ups for the day. So I like to do that so I see if they've been opening emails, which emails they're opening. And then I check the notes to see what has been going on with that contact. And since Roy and Sherry are using Sales Team Pro, I can see, you know, any notes that they've input, anything that's happened with each contact. So I make sure the campaigns are turned on and the follow-ups and annual review are on and scheduled. And then I make the call or send the email. And then I will send out any campaigns that are pertinent to what's discussed. And then again, there's scripts available on the resources page if you need some help with ideas for scripts for those phone call outreaches or the email outreach. So, and then always try to focus on booking that appointment anytime you do any kind of outreach. And then create a custom follow-up if you need to. So, yesterday I made some calls, and one of the calls, the person said that they didn't have time right now. They're right in the middle of something, and but they wanted to talk tomorrow. So I made a follow-up schedule for tomorrow, or that'll be today, and I'm going to make that call today. So that's why I love that follow-up feature so much. I just can plug in the notes, and I can plug in a follow-up, and it just is going to send me an alert every time I log on to Sales Team Pro of what's going on every day. Oh yeah, I talked to them yesterday. They wanted me to call today. Great. I'm going to call them right now. It's just an amazing tool for that. You don't have to write anything down or use those sticky notes anymore. You're going to update information as you can, emails, phone numbers, ask if it's okay to send a contact update questionnaire campaign. So we're working on that still. And then make great notes. Always make great notes in there. So when you do other follow-ups, you know what's happened. So I had some questions about creating buttons in your emails. So for my work email, brian@roymelopjr.com, I have some buttons. Roy has some in his. You can see he uses social media buttons, and he's got a schedule, an appointment button that I created for him that's linked to his scheduler. So you can also create buttons for links. Sorry if you're hearing background noise. I have a toddler running around today, and she's playing a little video game. So that's what that is. Anyways, so this is a button for the scheduler, and if you need help on how to do that, you can Google how to do that. And that's how I set it up for Roy. And it has a really good tutorial on YouTube for that too. Also, if you want to create a button within your email, so if you want to share your landing page link within your email, you can create a fancy button if you want to. And again, YouTube has great tutorials on how to do that. I've just been sharing the link and itself. So you can see right here, I've got the link and you can kind of read through that email to see how I'm using my follow-up outreach. If I don't get them, I include the fact that we have the Family Financial Workshop. Just another reminder, we've got that workshop coming up and I put the link right in there.
Hey, Bree.
Yeah.
That link is actually not the link that you should be using. It should be Roy's landing, Roy's specific, because if somebody registers right here and it's for Roy, that's not going to relate back to him. That's just the general registration link.
Okay. So be sure, good thing I only sent a couple of these out. Be sure to use the landing page link that's on your Sales Team Pro.
Yeah, it's the one under the publicly shareable links on the dashboard.
Okay, let's find that. Thanks for letting me know. That's good. So go back to Sales Team Pro and on the dashboard. Here we go.
It's that very top one under
here the. Here we are. Yeah. So you just click this. You can click this little icon, link copied. And then you can go into your email and click paste and include that. Or if you're going to create a button for that and you need help doing that, you can Google how to do that and you can create a nice looking button for your emails if you want to do that. So let's talk more about the follow-ups just to kind of go over a recap. You can look at today's or this month's. You can even go back if you've not been good about doing follow-ups and you had scheduled follow-ups, a 6-month reoccurring, you can go back in time here and do those. Make sure you're hitting those. So that was in-service withdrawal. So today I've got 59 and I'm gonna open up one of these follow-ups today and I'm going to make sure I check all of the activity, see what's going on here. This person hasn't been active in opening their emails, but that's not necessarily meaning that they're not going to do anything. So don't get discouraged with that. Just like we talked about, we had someone register that hadn't opened an email in 2 years. You can click the client information and make sure you check all the notes here. Looks like we called about an EOT and make sure you have all the campaigns turned on. And then you can see if the birthday's on, their birthday has to be entered into the field. It doesn't look like he has his birthday in there, but you can check by clicking there. It says that he doesn't have a birthday input. So that's one thing I'm going to want to collect when I call him. And I put goes by Jeff because you can see in his email, it's Jeff. And then when I call, it's Jeff. I think Paul might be his first name, but Jeff's his middle name. So you can see what lists they're on here. And then this is custom list that this person is on. You can check that here. He is on all the A's to invite to webinar, not registered list. So that's kind of a cool tool. And then you want to make sure that the follow-ups are turned on, and they are. He's got a 6-month follow-up turned on. So, and then I'm going to go ahead and make that call. Now, if I call him and he doesn't answer, depending on how warm this lead is, it looks like Roy and he talked about setting up a Roth IRA previously. So this is someone that I want to keep in contact with on a pretty regular basis because he wants to do something. He's made us aware that he's ready to do something. We just need to connect. So I probably will schedule this to call twice a week or once a week at least, to touch base and see if he's ready to do that, or send an email. Whether I mix that up, I might call one time and send an email, and maybe just send an email later in the week. And every time I'm going to make a note of what I did here, and then I'm going to schedule that custom follow-up.
Hey, Bree. So,
yeah.
Can you open him back up? I wanted to see the details tab. You've got Paul Goes by Jeff. Is that his name? Yeah. So any email that you send to him is going to say, Paul Goes by Jeff.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Anything see, in that first name field. So, you know, you may want to put the Goes by Jeff Adams in the last name if you're going to do that.
Okay. Or just in the notes. So see, these are things that I'm learning as I go too, everybody. But I'm going to make notes there. So his name is Paul in POL. So when I search him in POL, if I'm searching for Jeff Adams, I'm not going to.
You never know. That may be a good way to get him to open an email, right?
Yeah, Paul Goes by Jeff. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I'm thankful that Lucas is on this call, and you know, we're all learning as we go, but anyway, so that's another good thing to update as you're going through your follow-ups, or anytime you open up a contact card, just make sure everything's updated and accurate. So, okay. If you have more questions about follow-ups at the end, we'll talk about that shortly, or please just email a questions to support. And we'll get those we'll get back to you. So, I want to talk about in-service withdrawal eligibility tab here. This shows you everyone that's turned 59 and a half and is eligible now within the last 6 months or the next 6 months. So with these, you know, you probably have a big list, and you start wherever, you know, you can stay the most organized, where you know, like keep notes on where you ended. So I scheduled in-service follow-up here, and if they have an email input here, again, as you open any contact card, try to update them as much as possible when you call them. Sometimes I make a note in the notes section in all caps, need email. So when I'm on the phone with them, I don't forget to ask for their email. So I might just, like, when I'm calling, I'll just do need email address. So it's right in front of me as I'm talking to them. I'm not going to forget that. And just so you know, every time you enter notes or make a change on any of these tabs, you want to click save, because when you tab over, I know on some software, when you tab over, it automatically saves for you. This doesn't at this time. So don't forget to click save, because I've made a lot of notes at some point and then I click over and then they're gone. And I'm like, darn it, I have to go back and remember what I just wrote. Or if you like take down a phone number or something, or a different email, and you put in there, you might lose it if you don't write it down and click save. Okay. So, and you can update family tab or the family tab when you talk to them as well. Don't forget the family tabs in here and the spouse birthday. You can turn that spouse birthday campaign on. But anyway, so we're on the in-service withdrawal. So we got to open one that has an email address. So what I do is I will, make the call, and if they don't answer, I'll leave a voice message and say, hi, Jack, this is Brian calling from the office of Roy Matlock, Junior and Associates, and Roy wanted to discuss some things about your account with you. Could you please call us back? So again, kind of try to leave it a little bit vague so you pique their interest and they call back. Because if you go into detail, oh, you've turned 59 and a half, you're eligible, and so they might just be like, oh, I don't have time to talk about this right now or worry about this right now. But if you get them on the phone, you're more likely to convert to an appointment. So we have a campaign for this, and that is in the client section, I believe. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so so I'll go ahead and send this off. I'll just do it right now. And then make a note of it. So and it's going to be in your activity tab, But just so I have it in the notes, I like to put it in the notes also. Sent IS campaign on 120. So this way, when I do the follow-up to make the phone call, I know I already sent the campaign. And I can say, I sent you an email back on the 20th with information about the your in-service withdrawal eligibility. It's hard to say, in-service withdrawal eligibility. And so check that out. So that's how you use this tool for the in-service withdrawals. And I do book appointments off of this. So it's a useful tool. All your webinars and events coming up are right here. Your landing pages, your publicly shareable link to your landing page is there. Blog, I got a question about the blog yesterday in an email. Let me get to that in a sec. Let's just go over these really quick because these are quick. These are easy to talk about. The annual reviews. So you can schedule those on the same page as the follow-ups. So they're down here. As far as I know, I haven't seen this change yet. I'll talk to Steve if we're going to change it. But when an annual review comes up, you don't get a text, I don't think, yet at this time. But you can set up text messages for the follow-ups, where I think I showed that to you in the last couple of weeks. But anyways, this is where you schedule the annual review. What you can't do is click completed. And that was a question that I had last week, is how to click completed. There's no completed form on the birthday list, you guys, just so you know. I had some questions about that. How do you click complete once you make a birthday call? We don't have that. You just have to make notes, like as you're going down the list, like who you called last, just, you know, have a good system for that. And if you make notes, you should be able to see who you called. But you mark it as completed here, and then you click save after that. And then if you need to create a new follow-up, so you want to cancel those changes, you just click another date. You can make notes what the follow-up is. You can decide if you want to text or not, and then click create. So annual review, same thing. You pick a date, put notes in there, click save. But once that's in there, there is not a way to click completed. So it's up to you. Use your discretion on how you want to input an annual review schedule versus a 6-month review schedule or 6-month follow-up. You know, the more you're reaching out, the better. Again, that 8-touch factor is important. So, you know, use your discretion again as you're following up. If you see that you had a follow-up last week and you have an annual review that you maybe you scheduled last year, that's like 5 days later and you don't need to call them, don't call them. You know, we don't want to overload somebody. Oh, you just talked to me last week for that follow-up. Nothing's new since then. So, but appointments. So I don't really use this feature because we use the Acuity scheduler. And if you have schedule once, then if you have those, then you probably won't need to use this. But what you do is you open up a contact to create an appointment. Right here. So use the appointments tab. So you schedule appointment here, a location, notes, send a reminder by text. That's a pretty cool feature if you don't use a scheduler like Acuity or Schedule Once. You can schedule your appointments reminders here, and then that way when you go to your dashboard, they're going to pop up here and you'll see, you know, Roy was using this at one point. And you can see all the appointments that he had scheduled here. So go ahead and use that feature if you don't have a scheduler, or if you do and you just want to have a backup. It's a great tool. So for the blog, if you have a Max account, you're going to see that here. And what you do is you open it up. And we're going to go on into Roy's just real quick. And you can add a post. You see all the posts that he has here. So you're going to just click add new. You want your title here, your whatever you're talking about here, or you can share links. Like I'll show you, he shared the Office Manager training link or his training tools, and then you click publish. And You can visit the site by going to My Sites up here and scroll down to Visit Site. And you can see right here, this is the last blog created, blog post, and it goes to everyone in Sales Team Pro in your downline, if I'm correct. I don't use this tool. This is a Roy tool, so I'm not an expert on this, but so if Lucas, interrupt if I'm saying something wrong, but I believe it goes to your, automatically goes to your downline, and they're all password protected. So the password is recruit, R-E-C-R-U-I-T, lowercase, and you can see Roy's got securities trainings here, materials to look at for his downline, Sunday training reminders. So you can send reminders about trainings that have come up, things like that. So hope that helps with the blog. I'm going to go ahead and try to get back to Sales Team Pro, because as these questions come in, I'm going to answer questions now. I want to be able to show you examples. So I'm going to open up the Q&A, and what do you do about undeliverable contacts? Just delete, note the warnings. Okay. So undeliverable contacts, that's a good question, because I do come across contacts where I call and it's a bad number and they don't have an email address. And I was deleting those in the beginning, but now I'm not. I just make a note that I tried to call on this date and that it's a bad number, don't have their email. Sometimes I'll try to find them like on Facebook or Google them. Like if I know for sure it's the right person, I'll reach out to them. You want to be careful you don't reach out to like John Smith. There's like 1,000 of them, you know, but if it's an unusual name, and like I was able to find a guy that's a lawyer in Nashville. I called his law office and he's one of Roy's top securities clients, assets under management clients. And we didn't have a contact number for him. So I was able to find his office number. So you can play a little detective work, but you don't want to be like calling everyone down the list. That's like John Smith. I would think that's kind of stalkerish. and also could be a waste of time where you never find the person. So, but anyway, my point is I put a note in there because sometimes they call in and they're like, my insurance has come to term and nobody called me. And, you know, my premium's gone up and I'm very upset. And I'll say, well, I'm really sorry, but I see we don't have your contact information. I reached out to you on January 20th and I don't have your right number. I called and it was a bad number. So at least I can tell them, you know, what I did to try to reach out. Or, you know, if you did have their proper information at one point, you don't want to delete that information in the notes, because when they do call in, when they reach out again, you can see what's gone on with them, the interaction that you've had. So I personally am not doing that anymore. It's up to you. You can decide if you want to do that or not. So looking at your notes, seems like you're using STP in place of CRM notes on POL. Yeah. So you're instructed to use CRM for notes as it could help with possible complaints, etc. How do you handle this? So I haven't run into that issue. I can talk to Roy about that. I'll make a note right now. Because as the people call in, if you're using the Sales Team Pro notes, I would think that would serve the same purpose. If there's a complaint, you have all the notes that you've input about that contact right there. So I'm not sure why you would need to use both, but I'm going to make a note of that for Roy and answer that, or maybe he'll address it on Tuesday. What licenses are required for Bree to make these calls? Does office manager need to be security? No, because I don't go into details about their account. People will often ask me questions about their account, and I just tell them I am Roy's assistant and I book his appointments. My job is to reach out to you and connect you to him. He's your advisor. And they'll still continue to try to ask questions sometimes. Well, but how much is in my account? But this or that. And I'll just say, you know, I don't want to quote you wrong, because I know that sometimes, the website doesn't update in to the most current information. If you've sent some information in by mail, it might not be the most current info. So I don't want to give you wrong info. I just strongly suggest you talk to Roy. He's going to be available by phone tomorrow. He can call you at this time. So I just try to get him connected with Roy or Sherry. If it's just something that's super simple, then I don't, and I use my discretion to not waste Roy's time with it. Like they just want to change a beneficiary and I know they're not going to want to invest more or, you know, do more business at this time. I know for sure they're not. Then I just get them with Sherry, which Sherry is licensed and she does Roy's paperwork for him. When you put the link for the webinar on social media, it only shows the link, right? Do we have to make a button for it to look pretty? Oh, so usually when you put a link on social media, like Facebook, it will populate an image that's attached to that link. So when we created that landing page, we set a featured image, and that featured image is what shows up when you share the link on social media or even the text. So when I showed you that screenshot example of Roy's text that he sent out, you may have seen that there was a I don't know what you want to call it, just a screenshot or a button, a image. It was an image that populated. And that was of the landing page or of just the text version of what the event is, the event details. So you shouldn't have to do that. So I would enter in the link and then start typing. And then once it should populate right when you're typing, but if it doesn't, when you click share or post, that's when it should populate. So you don't need to do that. The questions under the financial info tab, do you ask all those questions? And if so, when, or is that covered more by the agent? Yeah, so those are more personal information or details that are associated with their finances. So that's also a very new feature. So we're kind of navigating that as we go. Just like I said, the more you use Sales Team Pro, the more you get used to it, the more, you know, you can tailor it to how you want to use it. So if you are the agent and you're making those calls, you're working, you know, your database yourself, you don't have a secretary or assistant, which many are doing it themselves, then, you know, you can ask those questions. But for me, I'm not digging into that right now. I defer that off to Roy, but we are talking about creating a questionnaire campaign that has a lot of those questions in the email campaign, and that, you know, as a follow-up or a pre-questionnaire for the appointment. So you have an appointment coming up. Here's some questions we'd like for you to answer, but we're working on the logistics of that with Steve. So hopefully that's going to be coming soon. And also we have coming up a campaign that we're building that's a referral. Oh, we talked about that yesterday, and I'll get into that next week a little bit, the referral campaign, and also a survey of like, how did we do? What did we get everything, all the questions that you had answered? So we have more campaigns to come. And if you have ideas for campaigns, please submit those to us. We are always interested and get love the ideas that we get from our users, because you guys are the ones using it. You're the ones out there, boots on the ground, doing the work. So you know what would be helpful. And, you know, we get a lot from Roy too. But I just strongly suggest that you all, if you can, get on the Tuesday calls. Roy goes over how to use Sales Team Pro a lot, and so does his team, and how they're using it. And so they're just, the Tuesday call is super helpful. I'm going to have one more training next week. I'm going to try to get into the last part of the virtual suite, active campaign and RingCentral. I'll just buzz through that as quick as I can next week. And then we'll spend a lot of time answering questions. And if you have any questions for next week that you want me to add to the list, email those to support@salesteampro. Let's see, is there any other questions that came in? I'm not seeing any new ones. So thanks everyone for joining. This will be available for replay on your dashboard soon. And the last 2 weeks are available there too. So we'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.